Welcome to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural. Be the Natural Healing Show.
Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter, which is now available on Substack. Now, our guest today is Brent Key. Brent Key is a bioenergetic facilitator and the creator of an online course called How to Move Energy 101, How to Heal Yourself. And you can find out more about Brent Key and his wonderful work at two websites, brentkey.com, and that's K-E-E, not K-E-Y like a key you'd unlock, but K-E-E. And also the website chibioenergetichealing.com. Welcome, Brent Key.
Thank you, Catherine. It's great to be here.
So, Brent Key, what exactly is chi bioenergetic healing?
So, chi is the energy force inherent in all things. Bioenergetics is the energy flow and transformation within biological systems. And healing is the reconciliation of lower vibratory frequencies to higher vibratory frequencies, ultimately leading to unity consciousness and the recognition of the divine in all things. And notice I didn't say anything about healing the body, as we can discuss as we go on, that healing the body is a byproduct of healing the mind. So we heal the mind first and come to that unity consciousness. And the byproduct is the body heals itself.
Now, Brent Key, I know that you are like myself and that you are a master healer who studied many modalities. So you are also a somatic body worker. So can you give for our audience, what is your background in body work?
So I've been practicing body work since 2012. And worked for a couple of physical therapists, worked with a couple of doctors, and that was a great experience. I worked at a beautiful spa as well, which helped kind of balance some of the medical side of things in with the more luxury side of things. And then in 2018, I started working out of a neurotherapy clinic with cognitive behavioral neuroscientists, and people would come into the clinic with spiritual and emotional challenges. And that's really when I started to dive deeper into the energy work, as far as recognizing that these spiritual and emotional challenges were manifesting themselves in the physical form. And that's when I started more so diving into that energy work and dove more so into my own personal exploration of who I am and what I am. And that work has continued to this day. And I've found that the deeper I go into myself, the more I understand about who I am, and the more I heal within myself, the more I'm able to give back and actually help others.
Okay. Now, as a medical intuitive healer, I only have 32 years of experience in natural healing. And my understanding is that there's a flow of energy in the body. And this flow of energy governs all healing systems, whether it's energy healing or acupuncture or any acupressure, any sort of energy healing that manipulates the energy in the body. So my understanding that is that there is a vertical electrical current in the body. Yogis call this your Sushumna. It's also called your Haraline. And this vertical electrical current feeds your chakras, which are vortexes of energy that are throughout the body. There's seven of them, seven major ones, but some healers attest there's as many as 26. So depending on what system you study, the chakras feed energy into the acupuncture meridians, and the energy, the acupuncture meridians then feed energy into the organs, and the organs feed energy into the muscles. So a lot of times, as a medical intuitive healer, I look at like where is the energy stuck? So you practice chi bioenergetic healing. So how does chi bioenergetic healing manipulate, change, or balance the energy in the body?
It's a great question. So one way I look at kind of that vertical energy that you're talking about is the prana tube. And as I'm guiding people back to themselves and how to move their own energy, it's going through the chakras from the root up to the crown, and almost like that vertical tube of energy just going up the center of the body. And what I've found in my own practice, and some of what I do, is integrate some Vipassana practices as well. And we're not really manipulating the energy so much as observing the energy with equanimity. And when we're able to observe the energy with equanimity, without judgment, resistance, attachment, without a craving or aversion to something, that in and of itself will shift the energy. And simply just our presence and being with it. And so, if there is stuck energy in somebody's body, and I guide them back to themselves and how to find that energy within themselves and how to just simply observe it with equanimity and peace, just simply that observation will shift the energy and allowing it to unfold as it's supposed to unfold, as it's the natural flow and flowering of the universe. Opens up within the body and naturally heals the person.
So, Brent Key, I just want to affirm what you're saying. There is a scientific research that just the mere act of observation changes everything, right? And so that's one of the scientific principles that if you just observe something, that in itself will change it, right? So what I'm hearing is that you guide clients into observing where the energy's stuck in their body, where the energy's flowing, where it's not flowing. And by you observing it and the client observing it, that brings balance. Did I understand that correctly?
Yes. Some of the science behind it, I think what you might be referring to is what's called the double slit experiment. And so it was about 100 or so years ago, as quantum mechanics really started to come into the mainstream and understanding, is that everything is just energy vibrating at a certain frequency. And so this energy vibration, whenever the scientists go to look for the particle, it would appear. And whenever they look away, the turn back into wave function, back into energy, and they go to look for the particle and it appears. And this is what's called collapsing the wave function. And so what this is also showing us is that subjective mind and objective reality are so tightly intertwined that they can't be separated. And so with this, if somebody is still observing their life through the same lens or the same level of mind today as they were yesterday, then they're causing infinite waves of potential to collapse into patterns of information that they call their life. And this done on a continual basis, time and time again, it begins to collapse into particle and manifest in the physical body. And so I'd say the double slit experiment would probably be the most prominent area of understanding that our consciousness affects physical reality.
Yes, also known as the observer effect.
Yes.
Yes. So now, for those who are hearing about your work for the first time, Brent Key, what is it that you actually do?
I assist in guiding people back to themselves. Back to themselves as the light, back to themselves as divine beings, back to wholeness, back to oneness, back to completeness. And this is the essence of unity consciousness that I was speaking of earlier, and realizing that we're not separate from one another, from nature, or from the divine. And what I do is help people remember who they are in truth as a divine being, what they are in truth as an extension of our creator, and how they serve in truth as their beingness. Just simply being on this planet is the service. And that remembrance is profoundly healing, knowing who somebody is, because it's allows us to live not from fear or lack or separation, but from connection, creativity, and love.
And I just want to affirm what it is that you're saying, to sort of give a little bit of contrast. I was speaking to a client this morning, and he said that he'd been to a lot of seminars, like self-help seminars, and he said it seemed to be the way things go is that they focus on people's fears. They exploit people's fears. They make people feel like they're broken, and then they offer the solution for many thousand dollars. And I listened to that. I thought, that is the diametrical opposite of how I work with people because I see your wholeness and I empower other people to see their wholeness, which is what you're talking about. And my second book, What is Healing? It's like healing is wholeness. Healing is a recognition that you're not broken. And even if you're suffering pain or distress, you always have the answers inside you, even if it's Brent Keith's phone number or website, right? So we are always connected to everything that we need for our soul to fulfill our soul potential. So it's about really empowering people to see your wholeness, to see your gifts, to see the light that you bring, right? The light that you are.
Absolutely. It's really about pointing people back to themselves. You are your own healer. You are your own guru. You are the divine light. And when we focus on that, we get more of what we focus on. When we put our attention where your attention goes, energy flows. We've all heard that 1,000 times. And when we focus on the light and the divinity within us, we get more of that. And if we focus on shadow work, we get more of that. And that's okay too. Sometimes that's a necessary step in the process. And in my own experience, I've been through a lot of challenging times, and I've come to find that it's really just focusing on the light within myself and within others. And like you said, you see people as whole, you see them as healed. And that, I believe, is really what perpetuates and exponentiates the healing process.
Yes, I agree. And if anybody is a kinesiologist or knows muscle testing, there's a very simple little experiment you can do is if you think about another person and you worry about them or you see them as broken or failed, then that person would go weak and you go weak also. But when you see other people as whole and complete, no matter what a train wreck you think they are, or they think they are, when you see them as whole, then you stay strong and they do also. So it's a question of perception. So I agree with that. And when we see the wholeness in ourselves and others, then we lift the vibration of everyone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's seeing the wholeness within the other person.
Yeah. So seeing the wholeness within the other person. Now, Brent Key, where are you located on the planet?
I currently live in Santa Barbara, California.
Okay, there you go. Now, so you practice Qi bioenergetic healing. Is this a system that you created yourself?
Yes and no. So I've been studying Eastern philosophy, Buddhism, Hinduism, Taoism, and physics and quantum mechanics for over 20 years. And this would be a compilation of everything I've learned and how I process the information and how I understand the information. And so while I can't take credit for any of it, I am standing on the shoulders of giants. I have been so grateful for those that have come before me. And then I have taken all of this, and I do operate a little different in how I assimilate this information from masters and from current known scientists. And so none of it's mine, no, but I do put it together a little different than other people do and merge Eastern mysticism with current quantum mechanics. And I believe that, all mysticism is what science is trying to understand. And we're understanding it better. Do we fully understand it? No, not at all. But we understand it a little bit better today than we did yesterday.
And going back to what we were saying is that when we see the wholeness in ourselves and others, then other people can experience their wholeness when in our presence, right?
Yes, that's correct. When we see it in others, and while they might not fully come to a recognition or awareness of that's what's going on, there's seeds planted, there's energetic seeds planted. And when we do that within others, it first starts with ourselves. It first starts with the recognition of the divine within ourselves. And then we become that teaching. We become that energy that we're putting off. And people might not fully recognize it or become aware of it, but they know it on some level. There's some aspect of their self, their higher self, that recognizes it and is in accord with it. And we plant those little seeds of light. Hopefully, they start to flower within this lifetime. And if not, that's perfect as well if it continues on into other lifetimes.
Yes, and what that looks like in the real world. So for example, yesterday I had a session with a client and she said that she felt so terrible and so exhausted. She could barely turn on the Zoom. And by the end of it, she was like just brimming with enthusiasm and excitement. And she said, "It's like my eyes are fully open now," right? So that's what that looks like. So with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors. You're listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, and we're listening to Brent Key, creator of an online course, How to Move Energy 101, How to Heal Yourself. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movements and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Brent Key, practitioner of Qi bioenergetic healing. You created an online course, How to Move Energy 101, How to Heal Yourself, Can you share with everyone where can they access your online course?
So you can go to my website, Chi Bioenergetic Healing. That's CHI Bioenergetic Healing.com. And right there at the top of the page, you'll see the online course.
So, why did you create this course?
Over the last few years, as I have dove even deeper into my own personal work through meditation, some of my regular clients that I see in person, it was really fascinating, actually. They started to notice a shift within me, and I had one client, she was like, "Brent, you're different. You've been doing something different. What's going on?" And I told her, and I was like, "Well, I've been doing this meditation." And she was like, "Will you teach it to me?" And I was like, "Sure." So we took one of our 2-hour sessions together, and I kind of just threw together a couple of videos and some stuff, and I showed it to her, and she's like, "Oh man, that's great. That helps a lot." And so she started doing the meditation. A few days later, she's like, "Oh, I feel so good. I feel so amazing. That had such an impact, just that one session," even though she had done the meditation a couple more times over the next few days. And then literally the next week, I had another client. She was like, "You're different. What are you doing?" And I was like, "I'll show you. I'll do the same thing I did with that last client." Showed him some videos and went over the meditation. And same thing, the next day she texted me. She was like, "I feel so much lighter. I feel like all of the pieces of me have been taken apart, cleaned out, shined up, and put back together whole." And that happened 4 or 5 times over like a 2-month time period. Just clients were like randomly like, "What are you doing?" And so then I realized, well, I need to start teaching this on a larger scale. So I started teaching workshops and then got a workshop up online, and it really evolved naturally over time.
So, what is the benefit if someone took your course, How to Move Energy 101, How to Heal Yourself? What do people get out of that?
A deeper understanding, kind of going back to what we were saying of who they are in truth, more so now on a scientific level. So some of what I introduce is aspects of quantum mechanics, aspects of science that are easily digestible. I break down some of these more complex subjects to understand on a real basic level. It's basically cliff notes for quantum mechanics. Now, I don't fully understand quantum mechanics. Anybody that says they do, they're lying. So with that said, what people would get out of it is a more understanding of like what's going on in the biology of the person, like what's going on the quantum scale, which this energy then creates atoms, and these atoms create chemicals, and these chemicals create molecules, and how it affects the tissues in the body. And again, going back to bioenergetics, the energy flow and transformation within the biological system. And so when we understand it a little bit more on a scientific level, our Western brain, our mind can go a little bit more like, "Okay, now I get what's going on." And then I intertwine how to use our own consciousness to shift that energy. And again, we're not trying to manipulate the energy, we're simply observing it. And they gain a deeper understanding of what's going on an energetic level.
Fantastic. Now, Brent Key, when I do a medical intuitive reading, literally the first thing that I read is a person's overall chi level, right? Their life energy. And the way I like to explain it to my folks is that chi is like money. If you have $1 million in the bank and you make a mistake, it's like, oh, well, I wish that hadn't happened. But if you have $100 in the bank or $10 in a bank and you make a mistake, it's like, this is not good. And so I look at a person's life energy, and your life energy says a lot to me about your self-care and how vital your energy is. Because when you have a lot of chi in your body, the body naturally heals itself. So in your professional opinion, as a practitioner of chi bioenergetic healing, why is energy so important to healing?
So, if you break down the atom, it's 99.999999% energy vibrating at different frequencies. And it's only a tiny percent of physical matter. So it's physical matter is 0.00000001% physical matter. And energy always precedes physical form. And so the language of the universe is energy, vibration, frequency, coherence, and alignment. And while it doesn't really care what's on somebody's vision board or how many beads they counted, it's the energy behind what someone is doing is what really matters. And so when we affect something on the energetic realm through thought, through emotion, or intention, then it eventually manifests in physical reality. And that's why working at the level of vibration is one of the most direct ways to create healing in the body. When we change the information in the field, in the energetic side of things, then we're going to change the way it manifests in physical reality.
Excellent. I love that you explain it that way. Great explanation. And I would add to that excellent explanation. I talk about the five levels of healing: physical, energetic, emotional, mental, and spiritual. All right. So by the time we have a physical illness, it's been in the field for some time. So illness starts in the spiritual body, the mental body, the emotional, and then the energetic, and then it comes into the physical. And when we want to heal, you've got to push it out through the physical, through the energetic, through the emotional, through the mental, and through the spiritual. So for our audience, a way to think about it is your energy field, and it's a law of physics also that anytime you have a vertical electrical field, you've got a magnetic field perpendicular to that. So you can think of your energy field almost like the blueprint for your physical body. So can you explain for our audience how is our energy field like an actual blueprint for our physical body?
That's a great question. So it's as we think certain thoughts, so the universe is overwhelmingly conscious at its basis. And for the last several hundred years, we've been studying macroscopic physics, billiard ball physics. And with the introduction of quantum mechanics, the idea of particle has been replaced with wave function. And a wave function is made up of the same stuff thought is made up of. So we're really living in a thought universe, a conceptual universe. All quantum mechanics is the play and the display of pure potentiality. And so I have clients come to me all the time and they're like, well, I'm having this issue in my body and I'm feeling this, but I went to the doctor and I had an MRI and it's not showing anything. And I'm like, great. It hasn't been in coherence long enough for it to manifest in the physical body yet, but you're feeling it. So we can move that before it actually manifests in physical form. And so as we go through our life and starting from birth, the first 6 years of life, we have a combination of nature and nurture programming us, programming the physical brain and the neural structure of the brain and programming the way the body operates. And certain belief systems around money, belief systems around religion, belief systems around love. And as we go through our lives, we continue to play out these programs. And if we stay in those programs, and they don't always serve us, unfortunately. They can serve us for a little bit of time. And most of the time, people stick with those old programs is because they're familiar. They have this real familiar way of thinking, of feeling, of behaving. And the reason people don't change is they go, well, I know what this feels like. And that can be a blueprint. And if we take that blueprint of how somebody thinks and feels and behaves, they're going to get certain results. And we can take that aspect of who they have been, and we can flip that over into their future, and we can have a very predictable future from moving forward if they don't change something within themselves. And so a lot of it is deeply ingrained, unconscious, mental, emotional thought constructs that hold this patterning and can be a blueprint for how we show up in the world.
And you brought up another law of physics, which is that An object at rest remains at rest unless acted upon by a force equal to or greater than itself. And I think that's perhaps the role of a healer, right, in our society, is to be that force equal to or greater than, right?
Yes. With that said, so it's like if somebody has a trauma and the degree to which that trauma had an emotional impact, whether it be fear or anger, whatever the pain level was, then it does a few different things. It'll create a neural structure in the brain, a neural patterning in the brain for how they experience that trauma. It also creates an energetic signature within themselves. And as they go through life, if they're continuing to vibrate in that state of fear time and time again, then in order to heal that, the degree to which that initial trauma impacted the body, there's also going to be a degree to which we have to overcome that. We have to be bigger than that. We have to recognize that our soul, who we are, is much bigger than anything that happened to us in the past. And that can take time. It can take 1,000 times of saying, I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you. And overall, the energetic within us and the recognition within us that we are big, that we are divine beings, that we are bigger than any trauma that happened in our past, that energetic signature has to be greater than the energetic signature that was originally imprinted on us during the traumatic event.
Great explanation. And with that, let's take another break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors. You are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, and we're listening today to Brent Key, practitioner of Qi bioenergetic healing. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Brent Key, you have created an online course, How to Move Energy 101, How to Heal Yourself. So what do you think? What is the first step? What is our first step in learning how to move energy?
The first step is to become teachable. And with this, It's a teachability index, and we ask the questions, what am I willing to change, and what am I willing to learn, and what am I willing to change? And so it's like a lot of times people can be like, well, I'm willing to learn this stuff, and this sounds great, all this information, ooh, this sounds good. And then we go, well, now to optimize it, it's the practical application and actually sitting down and meditating on a daily basis. And people go, I don't want to change anything. I don't want to have to do something like that. I don't want to give up my golf games. I don't want to change the way I'm eating. But when it comes down to it, it's ultimately changing the way we think. And changing the way we think, again, as we talked about a second ago, that on an energetic level, everything is just that energy is made up of the same stuff thought is made up of. When we change the way we think, then sometimes that can be dangerous to the ego because then it goes, well, hold on a second. If I'm changing the way I think, then that means that the way I have been thinking was wrong. And I'm going to have to change who I am. And then what are other people going to think about me, which is a big one. What are people going to think if I change? Then that means that who I was wrong. And so for the most part, people don't know what they don't know. And there are truths and tools outside of their current awareness that could change everything. And most importantly, we have to be able to change, like I said, the way we think and the way we feel. And this will shift the energetic signature, as I was talking about a moment ago, the way we're thinking and feeling. This will shift the energetic signature that we're putting off into the universe.
Okay, great explanation. And I would add to that, remember I talked about the five levels healing: physical, energetic, emotional, mental, and spiritual. So the way I like to explain it is your soul controls your mind. Your mind controls your emotions. So your thoughts and beliefs create the way you feel. So when we change our thoughts, you change the way you feel, and your emotions actually controls your energy body. And your energy body controls your physical. Which brings me to my next question. How do you think mindset actually affects our healing?
One of my favorite quotes is by Ram Dass, and he states, how do we live life with sufficient perspective, moment to moment, so we can enter into the moments of life with equanimity and peace? And if we break that down a little bit and we ask, what is sufficient perspective? Is sufficient perspective observing life through the small self lens, observing life through those traumas that happened in the past, through the artifacts of history? Or is sufficient perspective having a much broader perspective of not only who we are, but everything else that's going on? And then if we look at how do we gain equanimity and peace, and those can be practiced, those can be gained by sitting down and practice. And some of what I teach in the meditation and in the workshop, it's when we're sitting down in our meditation and we're bringing our attention to the present moment and observing the sensations in the body, and our mind starts to wander, and that's okay. We gently bring it back to the present moment and we don't judge it. We don't get angry at ourselves. When the mind starts to wander and we bring it back and we continue to observing the sensations without resistance, without judgment, without attachment, then when we start to observe those thoughts and those feelings with equanimity, we begin to uproot the aspect of the mind that lives in the dualistic aspect of nature, that lives in that fear. And we're able to turn down the emotional volume to those things that may have happened in the past, or those things that may or may not happen in the future. And when we're able to do that more time and time again, we're reprogramming the neural structure of the brain and reprogramming the energetic signature that we're experiencing and that we put off to the field. And as we do this, we quite literally become a different person.
Great, great explanation. I would add to that that all illnesses slow down vibration. And the easiest way to think about that is like when you have a cold. When you have a cold, you can barely get off the couch. It makes an effort to takes an effort to make chicken soup, right? And all healing happens when you raise or lift your vibration. So then it becomes a question of, well, how do I raise my vibration? So Brent Key, the creator of the online course, How to Move Energy 101, what is one simple way that our listeners can raise their vibration?
Whenever I'm feeling challenge. So for the last 20 some odd years through my life experience, I've been seeking that one thing. What's the one thing that I can do that'll have a domino effect in the rest of my life? Mm-hmm. And I have found that it's heart coherence, and that dropping into the heart space and feeling and observing into the heart, because this is where the divine spark lies. And scripture tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And it later tells us the kingdom of God is within. And in energetic terms, this means that seek the highest vibrational frequency first. And it's right in the center of your heart. It's right here. And when we do that, when we get into heart coherence, there's also a lot of science behind it to show that when our heart starts to regulate, then there are more afferent neurons going from the heart to the brain. And it'll then begin to regulate the brain. And then we begin to have brain coherence. And then the brain is going to affect the autonomic nervous system, central nervous system, and all sorts of regulatory things within our body. And so even our, you know, the vagus nerve, the digestion, and all of those things. And so if and when we begin to regulate our heart first and foremost and focus on our heart, then that'll regulate the rest of the body. And we also get to have the experience of that love, of that joy, because I think when it comes down to it, what we're really looking for anyway is that feeling of love, is that feeling of joy, is that feeling of gratitude. And so often people go, well, it's going to be once I have that money, or it's once I have that relationship, it's something outside of myself. But we're really looking for an experience. We're looking for that experience of love. And we get to find it right here within our own heart, first and foremost. And that brings us back to the unity, because we get to feel that connection to source. We get to know on a somatic level, I am divine and I am a one with the source of all creation. And that's where the heartgasms come in and the overwhelming feeling of love and joy and gratitude.
So a great explanation. And I would add, on a simple level, it's about just paying attention to your own vibration. And when you notice that you're in a slowed down state, then ask yourself a simple question. What can I do to raise my vibration? And it could be, what makes me happy? I start every day prayer, meditation, of course, calling in my angels, of course. And then I play with my dog and I'm happy and she's happy. And so we start our day in the most joyful way possible. Now,
playing with the dogs. Can I add to that real quickly?
Yes. Yes.
So playing with dogs is great. I love dogs. A state of play is beautiful. One other thing that I do in that state is, if I am going through a challenging time, when I'm in that heart space, I've learned to ask, and I can get into the heart space and feel and just observe and feel the emotions. And if I'm going through a situation, I bring that situation to my mind's eye and I ask myself, why do I need this to know myself? Mm-hmm. What is the benefit of this encounter? And may I move to a level of vibration where I am no longer in accord with those aspects of myself that were created in fear. And this does a few different things. Why do I need this to know myself? Where I think all we're really doing is we're understanding who we are. So all of these life situations can be utilized as catalysts to our awakening. And when we say, what is the benefit of this encounter? It's looking. It sets the brain and starts training the mind and the brain to start looking for the positive outcome in whatever it is. And as opposed to diving down a deep, dark rabbit hole. And then the request of, may I move to a level of vibration where I'm no longer in accord with these aspects of myself that were created in fear. We're putting that request out to our higher power or God or Brahman or source, whatever you want to call it. And that request is always answered. We always get a response. And for me, dropping into the heart meditation and going through those is what really helps shift my energy pretty quickly.
Very profound. Now, Brent Key, creator of the online course, How to Move Energy 101, How to Heal Yourself. If you could leave our listeners with one message about healing, what would it be?
You are it. You are it. You are the divine main manifest in physical form. And like I said earlier, when you know who you are in truth as a divine being, when you know what you are in truth as an extension of our creator, and you know how you serve in truth just as you're being this, that's where the freedom lies. And healing's not about becoming something else. It's about remembering who you are. And when your thoughts, your emotions, and your actions are aligned with that truth, you move into coherence with the universe itself. And from that place of integrity, the body heals, the mind clears. And the most important thing I think, the most important thing I think to remember is that healing is not outside of you, it's within you, because you are source. Expressing itself as you. You are divine. You are one with the source of all creation.
That's such a beautiful message. And we started this interview by talking about the observer effect and the double slit experiment. And so I think that when we observe ourselves and others with love and compassion, then other people find that in themselves. They see it in themselves. They feel it in themselves, and everything shifts. So any final thoughts for our audience?
Love yourself on a daily basis. Some of what we spoke about earlier, drop into your heart space and know who you are in truth.
Thank you so much for listening. My name is Katherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at katherinekerrigan.com and unlimitedenergynow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter on Substack. Our guest today has been Brent Key, practitioner of chi bioenergetic healing. And the creator of the online course, How to Move Energy 101, How to Heal Yourself. You can find out more about Brent Key and his wonderful work at two websites, brentkey.com, and that's KEE.com, and also chibioenergetichealing.com. And remember, when you see yourself and others with love and compassion, then everyone is restored to strength and wholeness naturally. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.